Hello.
Yes, hello. May I speak to Sandy?
This is he.
Hey, Sandy, how are you doing?
Okay.
This is David Parker from Notebook Writing.
Right, I was expecting your call.
Yep, I'm really sorry. I was caught up in a meeting. That's why I got a bit late. So please tell me, how are you doing? What's going on?
Well, I'm not doing very well, unfortunately. And I'm about ready to terminate the contract with Genome, which I have the right to do at any time. I looked at the blog post that came yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know who is writing this stuff. I don't know if anybody's supposed to be proofreading it. I don't know how anybody would ever read this and want to buy a book. This is absolutely terrible writing, and I don't feel like it's my job to rewrite and edit this stuff. You know, if there's little changes, that's one thing. But this, from the first sentence, is completely unacceptable. And
I do understand your concern.
Who is writing these things? Are these being shipped out to somebody to write? Because it's clear they don't have any writing skills and they haven't read the book.
They have been written from our in-house team. They are not shipped out from somewhere else. But as I told you yesterday, that if you are not satisfied with this writing, with the writing team, so I can just simply change your writing team. And we are going to start the process from scratch once again.
Well, let me. Did you have a copy of the blog in front of you, the post?
The one I sent you yesterday?
Yeah.
Yep, I have it here.
Okay. So I don't understand why we would start off by saying something about an award instead of talking about the book. And they're just so many little things. So in the first paragraph, you have hidden behind the rogue is in italics.
Mm-hmm.
In the second paragraph, hidden behind the rogue is italics with quotation marks around it.
Mm-hmm.
At the bottom of the first page, hidden behind the rogue is in plain text. Under paragraph number three, hidden behind the robe is in plain text. In the conclusion, hidden behind the robe is in quotation marks. There's just things. The second paragraph, the last sentence. The book thus portrays the conflict between two judges over the allegations, what allegations, and features characters who work within the Los Angeles what? Both good and evil criminal justice systems. I have no idea what to make of that writing. I don't understand a word of that. The good and evil criminal justice systems, we have one system. Bottom line, David, is this isn't going to work. And if you want to take one more shot at writing something that's going to sell my book,
mm-hmm.
and is well written, clear and concise, I'll give you that opportunity. But beyond that, I'm pretty much done.
Sandy, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience, and thank you so much for considering giving one more shot. So the thing is, I'm gonna change your writing team, and I will share the new draft with you, which will be written from a new writing team, and which will be written from the scratch.
Okay, I suggest somebody actually take a look at the book, and so they know what they're talking about, because what is being written here,
mm-hmm.
doesn't begin to describe the tone and the story of the book. And so somebody needs to read the book before they start writing these things.
I have shared the book, already shared the manuscript with them. I will ask them once again to read the book. I will just simply change your team, so they are going to surely read the book first, and then they're going to provide any other material.
Okay, and I just want to be clear. This isn't working for me. I'll give you one more shot at it, but if I'm not satisfied, you need to let the people at Gnome know that I'm canceling the contract, and I expect all my money back, which is part of the contract that I have. So
sure.
Give it your best shot.
Sure. I will let the team know. I will have a discussion with the team, with the new writing team, and we'll tell them everything, and we'll get back to you with the new draft. And let me tell you regarding the, like you were saying, italic and plain task and in the quotations, these are all just little punctuation mistakes or formatting mistakes. They are going to be taken care once the blog or article is finalized.
Okay. The problem is, David, respectfully, the content is no good.
Yep. I do understand your concern. That's why I'm changing a writing team. I'm just telling you that if you get the new draft from the new writing team, then just kindly ignore these punctuation mistakes or formatting errors. They're going to be resolved once the content is finalized.
Okay. Take your best shot. I'm looking forward to getting it back. Let me know when it's coming, please.
And I do have a request. Is it possible for you to provide your feedback over this blog? Or is it just totally unacceptable?
It's totally unacceptable.
All right.
We need something that's going to sell the book and is written. I mean, I'm trying to sell a book. And if I put this out there, nobody's going to buy my book. So it needs to be rewritten with a focus on what this book is about, why the reader wants to buy the book, and it needs to be clear and concise and not repetitive. So, there's things like, you look at the third paragraph, one can say that hidden behind the rogue. Well, why would you put one can say that? I would never write like that. You know, hidden behind the rogue is about something. It's not one can say. And, you know, there's just so many little things in here that are not acceptable. This needs to be done from scratch. So I appreciate you giving it a shot. And I'll make a decision after that.
All right. Perfect. And I have a question.
Okay.
The Matt Graham is the name of the writer, right? Or is it your pen name?
I'm sorry, say that one more time.
Matt Graham, the name. Is it the name of the writer?
That's my pen name.
Your pen name. All right, yeah, that's what I wanted to confirm. So, and I do have one more thing. For the social media marketing, can you please share a picture of yourself that we will be using along with the post?
Yeah, on that, what kind of a picture are you talking about? Because I've written under a pen name for a specific reason, and that is I don't want to be identified.
Oh, all right then. So then, totally all right. As you want to don't identify yourself, then we cannot use your picture.
Yeah, I would hold off on the social. I would hold off on any other work until I see some writing that I'm acceptable with. Because otherwise, this is going to grind to a halt right away. I got to tell you, Dave. I don't have the time to spend reworking stuff for you guys. So, you can do what you want, but just I want to be real clear. Unless I get what I'm looking for, this relationship is going to end. And,
I hope we don't have to end this relationship. I will try my level best to provide you the best content, and I will just simply change the writing team, and we'll get back to you with the new draft written from the scratch.
I'll tell you what, I want to give you some help here. I'm going to send you a copy of a book review that was in the legal newspaper, just to read it. I want to be really clear now. I don't want there to be any confusion between us. You can't use this because it's copyrighted by the legal newspaper. But I want somebody to read what a real review looks like and get a sense of what the book is about.
It will be just an idea how to start and write the content, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. So please share that with me so I can share it with the team. And I will
just
writing team, and we'll get back to you with a new draft. And once again, I'm really sorry for the inconvenience. I hope we are
I hope you can make it work, but you guys got your work cut out for you. So thank you.
All right, Cindy, take care of yourself. It was really nice talking to you. Have a good day.
Bye-bye.